BDCM consists of a nested abstraction model that has tiers presenting the highest level of abstraction, and domains that are grouped by domain groups. The data domain is a subset of data that contains the data for a particular use or purpose. Each data domain has a level 2 class diagram attached. Each diagram describes the included data classes and class dependencies for the data in the domain. The dependencies express the relationships and the cardinalities between the classes. So, how to start creating BDCM in Arter Arc? What I show you next is just one possible approach to start tackling this assignment. You may come up with a better approach with your group. Anyway, I start creating a model for a business service class. I give it a name and also set Jarkko as an approver. In your group work, you can add me, Ville Seppänen, as an approver. Also notice the tag BDCM, which I added to my business service. In the left-hand side list of the structure elements, create a tag for your group and remember to use it to tag everything you create in Arc. This is quite important, so be sure to do this. Then I have added a couple of attributes to my business service class. The attributes are here called fields. I have added ID, attribute of field, which is numeric type, and the name, which is text type. You can add any fields or attributes you need for your classes by using create new field button or browsing to the left-hand side structure and fields selection there. Likewise, I would create a model for my business process class and all the other classes I need in my BDCM data model implementation in Arc. So finally, let's create the dependency or relationship or connection, as Arc calls them, to connect our business service class and our business process class. So what we need is a connection type that describes that the business process delivers a business service or a business service is delivered by a business process. Finally, I would go back to the business process model I just created, scroll down to the connections and set the connection between the business process and the business service so that the former delivers the latter. Like so. Then let's try these classes out in practice. For example, I can create the help desk service element based on the business service model or the class I just created. I have previously created an element called frontline customer service process, and I can now define the connection between these elements using the connection type that I made to express that frontline process delivers the help desk service. And also, I could create an Archimate graph, for example, to visualize the models. However, notice that in the BDCM assignment, you are not required to populate the data model with any information.